On the insubordination that was built, that Lynn's pride was built, I had many problems taking care of as they came up. It felt like there was one thing stacking on another, almost in a certain range on a daily basis.
So after we talked about our money in the master plan, that's why that was the important thing about it, and we did assess it.
So why did you pick the day? Let's see. Why did you even have the right to fire Lynn when you did?
What was the final straw that broke the camel's back? I took over with the mayor, and with Mr. Daniel, making sure with everything I tried to work out with Lynn, that I had taken every step from trying to make every step that I had needed to do. To know every time I had a bomb. To give them another chance to be good. And not do the
So Lynn felt that the reasoning and the timing, so he was brought to Packet as he was at the 4th of July celebrations, is that right? Was there any coincidence to any of this happening?
No.
None so well.
That's for Jim to answer.
But, it had nothing to do with the new fiscal year starting on July 1st.
This was a process we've been working, and we did try to get everything wrapped up. This is a process.
Okay.
We're starting on July 1st.
Okay, so fiscal year, so you need to be honest. So to be honest, you had to have this wrapped up by July 1st, right?
No, we didn't want to wrap until July 1st.
Okay.
All right.
So, just going back to July 1st, or Juliet, July 1st, in 2021, was you aware of the pay raise that was not granted to Lynn Beasley?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have an explanation for that?
They talked about because of the write-up and the operation that they had not, this was about that they had not given that pay raise.
Was every other employee under Public Works, under your umbrella, awarded that compensation that year? So Lynn was singled out as the only person that did not get that top of Lynn's care question. So do you realize that under one of these Utah legislative laws, so at this point, you can't get in the back and ask me a question. Nobody has knowledge about something. No. Are you aware that failing to give the employee the compensation that will come is a retaliatory action? Were you aware of that?
No. I consulted the mayor and the attorney on if we could hold that as part of the operation. And I was told yes.
So, his probation era lasted how long? And what were the problems? The probation time, how long did that last?
So he went on probation due to him being written up and screwed in the office.
When? That's what he asked.
How long it would have been? July 21st, when it was September 5th.
No, that's when he would have got his raise. I'm asking pretense, when did this take place that he was put on probation? I haven't seen any documents that put anybody on probation. That's why I'm asking.
So the incident took place on June 1st, 2021.
June 1st. Okay. And what incident was that?
It was the incident where he was upset that Weston Long was not hired as a security manager, and that he was screaming in the office and he was behind me there.
Screaming, yelling, and joking around.
That was really bad. Okay. That was one of the things.
Okay. During the length of
employment.
Other than the work ethic law, did he go to cemeteries looking good for Memorial Day, for the 4th of July?
Let him answer each one of us.
Memorial Day,
it's how they look. That's how they all work together.
So in that sense, he was doing his job, is that correct?
He was working on Memorial Day.
No, I asked if you were happy with what he was doing, making the cemetery look good.
No, I left that to my God.
Okay.
I asked him to go out and get the cemetery ready to go, and instead they went to shower 5 months, which made the time crunch, give the cemetery ready.
Okay. When Luke was taking care of the senior citizens in the building, did he keep the motor clean service, keep the shop clean, keep the laundry very good if not the building system? So when taking care of the senior citizens in the building, did he keep the motor clean service and keep the shop clean, or keep the motor clean and service?
Okay. It did not go to the line of where I have to make sure that it turns out.
Council?
Has anybody, any other members been written up for insubordination?
Probably been written up.
But none of other guys?
No.
Why?
There's been verbal with quite a few of the guys, and never just a written form, like voting.
Well, Ray, Rayer's probably, well, he could say now.
What was that, Mark?
Rayer basically is on it now.
The reason I ask is because I heard comments before that I would think you would dry them up by now. When they said they refused to do the task. And I've heard that
before here, but absolutely not here.
Later, I'm not called under those traitors.
He said it's right. So that was about going to the transfer and that water service.
Yeah.
Hell. And he was captain on that.
Well, I was in the last one when he refused to do a task.
He was verbal counsel, just like some of the verbal counsel was later.
Yeah. So like, how can you need people involved when you sit there and just sit there and say who's up to firefight mall? So you don't know who's up to firefight mall? You know what was going on out there? Okay, then what was going on? Why was he up there?
How about the memorial or the hell of the memorial? And then you discussed that and I said, we believe we got wrong.
But why was he up there? Yeah, we went up there and we just killed two birds with one stone. Because we picked up glass in the playground and stuff like that. Because when we went deep, Eric went up to do the garbages. I did the garbages down here, he got set a whole bunch of chlorine bottles up there. So we decided that we'd hurry up and kill two birds with one stone. So that's what we did. And at the end of the day, the cemetery, no matter which way we did it, it looked great. You've heard before, I mean, you know, we didn't get much out from it, so.
So, why didn't we talk when we had a meeting with Kevin and Matt, who was over the weekend?
And so I went over to him.
It doesn't, so that's why I live in. I signed you out at the cemetery that morning. The cemetery, was the cemetery a destination back then?
Oh, you can't ask him.
So the cemetery was affecting them to memorial coming up.
Yes.
And I asked if you were still down there and getting that done. Not at the power.
So basically we said we should have just let the last month bring that
together.
Oh yeah. So,
yeah.
So like on you, we had a meeting with Kevin Daniels that you said and bring that up. So the work that you can see plainly our biggest problem is communication. And that's where we need to be strong. We need that meeting at 10:30. We just couldn't go home like you know what I'm saying? We needed that meeting. And we were supposed to
sit down and make a daily plan so we can help each other and work things out. That's never really happened.
They never did that?
Sorry, I can't ask questions right now.
If he gets up and testifies, then you'll have an opportunity to cross examine.
So that's all right.
Any follow-up with the council mayor?
Okay. Our left wing is going to be
So obviously, it has to come up. You state your name, state that that document is you, and
she can
read it into the record.
Okay, baby.
Christina, do you mind reading that letter for a few weeks?
She's not a
You just need to confirm that this is indeed you by that your signature.
That makes sense.
It says, my name is Christina Shepherd, and I wrote this statement on behalf of Lynn Beasley. I am in support of Lynn, and the response to the state from Colbert Allen has included me in without my knowledge on May 2021. Which I have addressed immediately, none of all false accusations are condemned in his statement. But everyone knows that things Lynn said to the mayor are in fact true, and the only person lying is your other employee. In response to the mayor asking me questions, this was done over the phone, not in person. And then she references the report. He says, here's the report of the voice message she left the first time. I then called him back when I was legal. He asked if I had complained about the city employee. My response was no. I said no because the mayor was already informed of a complaint by Lynn. I thought this was already brought to his attention. It should have been taken care of in a professional manner without me needing to get involved. And I did not want problems in my neighborhood. The second question was if I had called Lynn with a complaint. My response to him was no. Because the fact is, I never told Lynn what I had seen. A city worker drinking and driving a city truck while on call. That's in quotations. It was actually my sister Kathy Beasley who I had told, but then informed her in-law, Lynn Beasley. According to Kathy's phone records, it does add up, and then she continued to investigate Lynn and call the wire after the mayor called my sister Kathy and verified this. She was on the call with Lynn on the phone on April 25th. Hostile environment? Question mark. Termination of two employees that have many citizens angry, bitter, and yelling at their city council members in meetings. I would say that was a hostile environment and could have been easily avoided. I do believe there's a privacy policy in place for city employees when other employees or citizens have concerns. They should feel comfortable enough to express them without being informed or robust. If so, then how does every employee know about the situation? Why not getting constant harassment from my neighborhood because I told my sister and she spoke up because she was very concerned with
stuff?
Which I understand why, but something happened. If this one can do better, these policies should be followed, and they are very sad that hurt you put me in this situation. So that's her statement, and we'll make copies of it and give it to you. She is subject to cross-examination. So if the mayor or council or anyone has questions, I'm really going to ask her.
Did you call in?
No, I called the sister.
Okay.
Any other questions? Mr. Allen, any questions? Welcome. Council, any questions? You're free to go.
Thanks. I'm fine, maybe.
From the very get-go, you were having to defend your job defense is in your realm.
Yes, I did.
And why is that?
I don't know, just shut up and say, that's me. I mean, I never did put a part of screw. I go to say, hey, it asked me some question, and all I would give is the city council argue with it. I go out here, or she tells me what happens.
So from the very get-go, you have felt zero now.
Yeah. And that was, I mean, it was good for that, after a while. I mean, we could have done a lot of good for this, but the first trial, it was a lot of action.
Do you feel that you could have handled some situation with Mr. Allen differently over the years?
Yes, I do.
In what ways?
My situation. And more calmer. I mean, I think sometimes I'll be wrong with my emotions show, I guess, because I care. And I have not the attitude. The more I do, the more respect that I want to do everything I can. This is obvious.
As a man of your age, many people may ask, why is he fighting this battle? Why did he care to keep his job?
Good question. No, I mean, it's a month and see. I mean, I'd be very well not to be here tonight. I could have thrown my hands up in the air. But I got summons after the earlier rounds that night. I could have just lifted it up, got in the truck, and rolled away. But I care about the city. I've lived here all my life. All my kids live here. And my grandkids. And I see what we need to do. And I do the things that we can do. And I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to let you hire me out. I'm not giving up.
Did you feel like the culture of the Mount Pleasant City Public Works Department was different than any that you had experienced in your work at the mine for how many years?
32 and a half.
So 32 and a half years working in the mine. The culture of Mount Pleasant Public Works, put on a little bit more depth on what you've seen the second you stepped into this job.
Yeah, well, when I stepped into it, I could see that I wasn't walking. I mean, I knew to that the first day. I mean, because I just never, I mean, like when everybody else got hired, they already had a truck already set up for them and everything like that. I had nothing. I did what I saw in the plan after a couple weeks. I mean, that's all I had. I did what I had to do. But and that's the sad thing about this is time went on. And when I was just being older and moldy, I mean, we worked hard and got a lot done. And we built a big crew. When we built that big crew, we did a lot of work done. And we had a lot of fun. And it's just like the episode of, they thought that I was just kidding with Raker when I said, what culture wants and what culture gives. We do the fun. I mean, if we can't do that, then we're out showing basketball. That's a pretty bad job. You know, we can't have a good time.
But we can't joke or have
a lot of work. And this is what it is now. I mean, you can see on these allegations, every time I do something, it's right down. So, last while, I mean, I can't sleep without being okay.
So, for you being the person that created this hostile work environment, how was it that you couldn't even joke around with anybody?
Like I said, if you go to that, you can't do it. And that's not a very good work environment. I mean, you want to go to work and you spend a lot of time with your co-workers and you want to have a good time with them. And we've got a perfect example right across the parking lot. I mean, them guys and volunteer, I get along with it.
Any questions?
I do. I want to clarify one thing for sure with my neighbor.
When Lim came to me, he told me specifically that Christina had called him.
So you ask him that, like, I
guess. Question. Did you tell me that Christina had called you?
I don't remember that. I thought I said a citizen called, or I can't remember.
You said my next door neighbor, Christina, had called you complaining about individual drinking.
I honestly can't remember. That's bad.
What was the statement you heard?
Huh?
Was the statement recorded in the PC?
I don't know how it was wrote down for sure, but I know who he told me that Christine had called. That's why
there should be a statement on something.
Yeah.
So that part, just like he can't ask for anything. Go ahead.
And then wasn't there about a week later after you had told me that you got on the phone and called Kathy?
Yeah.
And just say that she was the one that had called you.
Yeah, well, you brought, she's going to call me already, man, but you called me in and was asking me on this situation. And then I just remember calling it was Kathy and called me. That's all I was.
Any other questions, Mayor?
Nope.
Council?
I guess it is a question, Lynn. If you didn't stay here, you go back up there to the shop, what are you going to try to do to maybe try to make this work? What's your mindset?
Well, that's going to be a good question, because all of them just going to have to try to sit down. It's going to be with that, with you guys. If we're going to have to make a plan, we're going to have to make it tomorrow. Even if we're going to buy it, it's going to be a whole new turnover. I mean, we can't go by this fact, like, no, all this drama. We can't do that. We can't get a new crew started and start going with it. It's wasting our time right here now. You know, we really are, because we need to get up, we need to get things straight up, we need to go to work, because we're wasting citizens' time and everybody else, taxpayers' time. It's not worth it. So we got to get our organization, no matter how we do it, we have to all sit down and figure it out and be men, and we have to get it done. There's no question about it. You know.
It's been said that you take no responsibility in either way. There's always two sides to a story. Do you feel any responsibility for what's happened?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things I wish I had done. I mean, I, you know, like I say, a lot of it, that comes with emotion. It's like I strained the sound. I mean, you know, but Jack and their little clothes and bony and what happened out there. And when I walked in that shop that day, the whole crew was sitting in there having a meeting without me. I mean, it's and the meeting was going. I mean, it was my
life. Let me interrupt you on that real quick. Can you hear me?
Just a minute, Sam.
He can ask a clarifying question. You need to.
He has to wait just a minute and then ask him a clarifying question.
So you can ask him a question, but...
In just a minute. He's got to answer Russ's question first.
So anyhow, we walked in there, and the old story was I needed me to pump for the splashback, pump the tank out. I walked in there, the whole crew sitting in there, and I felt cold. So, I mean, it felt like what do you do, you know, here. So I went up the pump, I come back, and stuff, and I had other crew members tell me they're out to hang this gas on you. You know, and then I asked what was going on, they said they threw on that manual and stuff. And I just felt like I was getting beat out like they said before. So that next morning, I was down, I had a rough morning, had bad sprinkles in the park and everything like that, and I told Tim I was going to have a load of sand out there. He needed to get for ball game, you know, back to the fourth play. So my morning was going crazy anyhow. When I walked in there, I seen three guys sitting there with a paint on their desk and stuff, and I just lost it, just because I felt threatened. I felt that nothing but those tanks not being marked. And the day I got back from out of the hospital and went back to work the next day,
even care. I mean, and other than that, whether you work for Fire Lab, as Centricom, or Divine, if any of us that ever seen a safety hazard like that, and have ever been taken care of, then you don't need to use your lunch bucket. You've been gone that fast. And a couple of things. That part was quite my frustration, because I mean, what happened there, I'll never forget that. I mean, I don't know what the world even happened to you with the rest of his life, and I don't know what I am. I know I was pretty sick for quite a while with calling that stuff. So yes, I was pretty upset with that. And I wish I had done it. I didn't need to do that. But it was just something I did. And, you know, I've seen worse here in council. You know, I've seen people, you know, everybody's, you know, because I voiced my opinion, and that's the way I feel about the phobia and stuff. I voiced my opinion. You know, that's why I didn't sign it. Once in a while, things get a little heated, but I mean, that was open to Shaw. I mean, it was, you know, I didn't feel like I had done anything that wrong. We can't, you know, each other's not mad enough. They can't talk to each other or listen to opinions once in a while. Like now, maybe I'm yelling. I don't know, but sometimes I get upset, and I do yell. So, yeah.
I know it's hard to bury animosities. I know it's hard to do that, but you're willing to do that if you get me stay here to go back up there and try to work. And I know this is a two-way street.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let me think that I'm from there than you. It takes two.
Oh, yeah.
I said that at the beginning of this meeting.
And I think we're going to have to. It's going to be a lot of hard and good communication between all of us. I mean, we're going to have to go through it. Well, we're going to have to help from you guys, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're going to put the cat boxers in the box with the dog, you know, I'm going to have to help us a lot.
I hope not. I hope not. That's what happened. I hope we can go back up there and like I said in the beginning, man and work it out. And
with everybody in the department. And like I say, that is why I'm here, because of the love of the job, the love of the city, and I want to see how they make a change. And that's why I'm doing it.
Okay.
The reason?
I'm lost. That's all I got.
Okay.
We'll wait to see, because he had a question.
That's awesome.
Anybody else want to reach you?
I'm actually just hoping to get up again.
Not unless somebody...
Can I address a question to COVID?
You must do it sooner when Lynn's down if you want to ask a question.
John, am I allowed to ask a question? Your comment has been forwarded to an outstanding voice message. My question is, after all of the many meetings that we've had, and all of the different plans that we've come out with, and every time you say you're going to do with it, why has nothing changed?
Yes, well, he's down the county fair with his job. He has to be down the county fair with doing the job. He said he had to run, so he can't ask the question.
Mr. Allen, any questions?
Did you ever go with Jerry to fill the chemicals?
Well, yes.
Are you sure you had to do it?
Not really, since this stuff is bad. We probably actually had to put the phosphate in the name. But it was all that you called.
The phosphate is not pumped. But what chemicals are it? It's like asking the cook. So you went with Jerry to fill it?
No, I didn't.
And he told you that it was bad to mix it? That's what he just said.
No, he said it's bad stuff. We had to say, how do you say it? He said it's bad. He said, he didn't say that.
But you went with him to fill it.
Yeah, I went not with him. I went down there to, you know, he showed it to me. So he didn't show me, you know.
So if you were unsure what you were doing, why didn't you ask the question?
You can't pick up the phone call?
No,
I'm
with all that is hot. You guys are gone.
You should have picked up the phone call.
Derek was working.
Yeah,
Derek, go ahead.
Mother had to leave.
Why did he call, man?
I don't know. He just did what he asked.
He called him to the general was after that.
So you talked to him, she just told him, without asking questions, you know, sure.
I didn't say it.
I didn't hurt him.
Just the way I was for you.
That's the way I felt this time.
We didn't know that bad, like I said, it was funny.
In the mornings, when they have a meeting, when I wind out the trail and want me to be done for the day,
sometimes, a lot of times you would come up to the shop, you would be on your computer, and you didn't even know what we did. You got to do charging. I think it would be school or something, in a lot of ways. You didn't say that to us.
You're saying that. Even when I had to sign the paper.
No, listen to the door. Listen to the door.
This is the part one of the
question.
So in our communication with Kevin, we said that I would make sure we had in the morning meeting, correct? Did that happen?
Yeah, we had a morning meeting, yeah.
So on the two-way street, I wasn't communicating with him.
He got a lot of, I didn't feel like it was communication. I mean, I felt like that I wasn't your leader up there. There wasn't really no plan. I think a lot of times he was just shooting the kids. But we didn't have a whole day's plan, or if I say, we need to have this, we need to have this guy set up. I mean, that's what my plan was, is to help you set things up and support you. That was my thing, to help you. Yeah, I mean, we found that he should have been a strange building. He didn't even have a clue what was going on when he worked out the rec center and stuff. I mean, with me, they even lost every day.
Was that up there? Stopped in there?
I didn't see him.
I stopped in there a few times.
Well, I didn't see him.
You really dropped his step.
I didn't say he's here. You know, usually those guys say, I thought he was here. Nobody said nothing to me.
That's all exactly what I got.
Anything else, Charles, up there?
It's free.
Okay.
You have more witnesses? It's been a long meeting. Kudos to you. I'm used to it. I do it all the time. So it's tough to sit through all this. So now what will happen is either side can give kind of a closing statement if they so wish. You can summarize your arguments as to why there should be a certain result. And then we would submit it to the city council. And by statute, you have no later than 15 days to provide your decision. It has to be certified. So that will give you some time, and also the other council members. I would encourage all of you to go back through. I know it's a lot of work, but I really would encourage you all to go back through all the testimony, go back through all the arguments, to really give this a lot of thought. And then those that had to leave early, they'll be able to go back through, review the entire record before making a decision. So it's obviously a very serious thing. It's not something that you want to just, you know, make after 5 minutes of deliberation. So that's how it'll go. Mayor, did you want to give a kind of a closing statement of the reasons why you believe the termination decision should be upheld?
My biggest concern is the number of times that we met, and no results ever came. That's my big concern. I felt like Coulter had tried to do a lot better than what was going on before. Because I felt like he was at least trying. I'm working. So my big concern was that I didn't feel like Lynn was making the changes that needed to be made to help move it along.
Then Lynn, either you or your representative, if you want to get kind of a closing statement.
Yeah, I was saying earlier, I don't think we had to go through all this. Mr. Mayor, I don't know because you've heard many people that got up here that worked with me, the crew members to come and support me and everything like that, and
and listened about what, how things was, and about how certain jobs got placed here and there. And so I feel like it's a two-way street. I don't think, you know, I mean, you guys got me in, just like we talked about, I was all about drilling to make this work. I was willing, you know, that it just felt like that, you know, he did not part of it. Felt like he just wanted to weed me out. Back in the day, when we was working good together, I don't know what ever happened. I wish I did. But I would ride out the crew, he'd take care of all his administrative stuff. I mean, we'd sit out after work. We lived on the clock. I bet sometimes we'd sit out there an hour on the hood of the truck, climbing the next day and making sure things happened. I don't know whatever happened in those days. Because it just felt like that he just wanted to weed me right out of it. And I have no idea why. You know, I figured that we was doing a good job and always up there. And everybody else, we would see what was happening on a day-to-day workless stuff. And I don't want to hold a job. Let's make it straight right here. I do not want to hold a job. I never want to hold a job. And so I don't know what happened. You know. And all I said, all I was trying to do was work over. That was my deal. And so when we could make this city a better city, we could do what we have to do. I mean, one man to try to have to take care of everything is ridiculous. With all the departments and everything we got to take care of, I mean, they stay on top of things. And I asked the mayor too. I mean, clearly, you've talked to certain people. But I feel like, too, I feel like I've been railroaded. I mean, it's sort of funny that, like, on the dairy, which can't even be illegal, I mean, she didn't even follow policy or anything, but how Gary made that grievance up the day after, I got pulled up a little bit on council. I mean, and a lot of the allegations was totally wrong. I mean, he said I wouldn't do, pick and choose my job, or wasn't doing my job. That was really hard. He had was in a sling most of the time the last few months and stuff. You know, why would he do that? How happy would he write a grievance up, right? What could it be in the months? What was the timing on that? Yeah, it was kind of a fun deal. Yeah. So, and, you know, and anyhow, too, for some reason, I've got some pictures. And then I went over, you know, just to the goof off and stuff. And then I mean, you know, if I'm in charge, don't put me in charge, and the day he says that I was trying to make a hostile environment when I sent Raider to the county department, I wasn't. First thing, and I bought the camera and said, oh, we might have some cable to pull. But it was in November. That we wasn't busy. That's a slow time of year. I was trying to keep the crew busy, is what I was trying to do. I mean, so I don't know how I say every time I do something like that, I feel sorry for it. It's all my fault. It's always been brought on my fault. All these allegations and stuff, it's always been sent right to me. So, and it's kind of like how they blow things, you know, out of proportion, like with the dump truck and stuff. Accidents happen. But this car, I mean, I was fueling up the truck. They said I didn't walk down the truck. How can you do that I walked down the truck? How can they tell that I walked down the truck? How can the lab not say that I walked down, didn't walk down the truck? Because I did walk down the truck. As the car pulls out right to your blind spot, you cannot see it. And by the time I was walking on the truck, got in the truck, stole my receipt, and let off my air brakes, that car was there. I never even seen it. And you don't get that happy if you're looking out and go see where you're going. Well, yeah, I'm going against it. But accidents happen. I don't know what I could have done different. I did not see it. First thing about the shirt rack, which was my fault. Anyhow, I say I enjoy working for the city, and I would really like to continue. I do the best I can. I mean, I'm going to get some records. I mean, you've heard of what I am. I mean, once the people come and talk to me, talk about me, some words for me to mind, and everything. I mean, I always have that
more than 32 years of calling the highest north number of travelers over here, but I've never seen the mark that fat line that I've seen right here. All these allegations and everything. I mean, I've most of my feeding to the wrong problem, most of them are not. So I just, well, just a little thing to be talking about. I mean, someone, a citizen said, he talked to a citizen that said that I told the citizen I was lost. What would that all be about? If it was Joel, maybe. Everybody knows that Joel was lost. Why would I even know that was happening? And I hope that, I was talking to the man who did talk to us. I think talking to Ron, he said about that situation that I got accused of with that. He wanted me over there, so I don't know. Maybe I think he go quite the way I want, so
so in closing, you're asking the council to be rebuttal.
Just a part of it. I have to reinstate me. My job, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And before we close, I do want to revisit a couple of those previous issues. Under 10-3-1302, this is the Municipal Officers and Employees Ethics Act. And it says, the purposes of this part are to establish standards of conduct for municipal officers and employees that are requiring these persons to disclose actual potential conflicts of interest between their public duties and their personal interests. And so that's just what the statute is, as I mentioned before, is now written to go into voting. I do think that if you are even thinking about voting, that you do need to disclose the conflict, and then you can kind of make a decision after that time as to what you want to do as far as voting. But that's kind of the purpose of that act. And then 10-3-1304-2B just says that except as provided in subsection 4, it's an offense for an elected or appointed officer or municipal employee to use or attempt to use the officer's or employee's official position to further substantially the officer or employee's personal economic interest. It's not my legal opinion that applies here in this case. I'm just reading that into the record so that's kind of the basis for having you disclose a conflict of interest. As far as the actual voting, to be honest with you, the law is not entirely clear. And where it doesn't expressly prohibit it, it's my opinion that you can do it so long as you disclose.
Can I ask a question in regards to that? So Sam being some of the complaints in there, has that, because it involves him as well as pickup
line. Yeah, so I'll tell you the reason why. He can always refuse if he wants to or disclose. But this decision, whether when or not it's reinstated, doesn't affect his economic interest. As far as he will benefit from it, he will get a bonus if one's not wrong, he will get less money either way. It doesn't affect his economic interest one way or the other. Where he's a city employee, that's the economic interest. It isn't like he has 20 secret businesses that he's utilizing all that. Just simply, he's going to be voting on his job. So that's his pecuniary interest, as they say. So that's the difference between Sam and Lynn. Now, Sam can certainly choose to recuse. That's his prerogative. He certainly can. But he's not required to by law. Nor is he required to disclose because he's not going to stand to gain economically. That's the standard. So that, you don't need to make that decision right now. Just if you put on a record that's, you understand.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, so now what will happen is that has to be done. I would recommend not waiting until 15th to 14th day. I would encourage you to go back, review the record, review all the testimony. I would admonish you to not talk with each other about it. Maybe if you have a clarifying question, but as far as discussing how you're going to vote, I would admonish you against that. There's a reason why the statute says shall be by secret ballot. The legislative history is pretty you're clear on that as well. But really study this, kind of really look into it. Look at everything when you're making your decision, and that has to be in within 15 days, and you have to certify that with the city report. Not that your vote, so she won't see your vote. You'll have to bring it in an envelope, sign on the seal so that it's not open, if that makes sense. So there'll be, if you bring it in a sealed envelope, you sign along that seal, that will show whether it's been tampered with at all.
One question was brought up, and that was by the city councilman. Can they sell it in front of Jeannie so they don't have to, so Jeannie has no proof of who voted which way?
Yes.
As long as they bring the envelope in?
Yeah, the envelope proof tape, that's even better.
That would be a better way.
That's the envelope proof tape, it's perfect.
I would like it totally to be.
Yeah, that'll work. And I would recommend you not do it by yourself. I recommend having people over there as well, so that you have witness.
I've got a question. What the next council, by then I'm going to have everything wrapped, and we can vote in front of you here, you know we're voting, seal it up, hand the envelopes over, shove them, throw them to you, now nobody knows. Because if I vote in front of you and I give you a sealed envelope, you're going to know that my vote.
So, legally you can do it that way. Because I told you guys from day one, I can tell you what you could do, I won't ever tell you what you should do. You can do that.
I mean, I'm not afraid to let anybody know how I feel, but...
When I go on elections for, regular elections, when we open the ballots down there, they open them, take a ballot out, set it aside for them to look away. That's how we, nobody knows what anybody voted or anything.
Well, I just think that they was all together, and all five votes were together. That would be better, you wouldn't know
next
at all, yeah.
13 is about 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days.
Yeah, you certainly can do it as soon as you want, but I would recommend doing it right now, because there are some charges we can go through the record. But yeah, certainly, that you don't want to drag this on longer than that.
I still want to make sure that it's done in the matter.
You can't do it either. You can, could do it for some.
Like me, I would probably tell everybody right now what I'm doing. But there's others that don't want it.
He brings up a good point. I don't know why that the Utah code, 10-3-206 says, it's specifically, I don't know if you're talking about the lineup six, right? I think it talks about termination and hotels and things like that. But it's it could be possibly in litigation, or if any one council member requests that it won't be taken by voice vote, then that has to be the case.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, 1106.
I'm not requesting that at all.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah, that's available. But if you look at the case law, 1106, 1106, it says it shall. So if it's a may, and it's an example of the same code section, which we're looking at legislation, yeah, same sentence. What I'm saying is, usually, you need a code section to bring it together. I know In this case, because it's such a weighty subject, I reached out to 400 attorneys to see what they thought. Because this is somebody's livelihood. It's a very serious thing. Something I take very seriously.
Another question. So then after all you guys vote, and you seal it and hand it to Jeannie and Wilbur, then they re-opt the vote?
So the way the ballot reads is it doesn't identify who it is. It says reinstate the conditions, or hold the terminal.
but that will be read at like the next thing.
Yeah, the vote definitely will be public. It's like the numbers. The numbers become public.
Yeah, so
read it this way, two this way, one this way.
Yeah, or even, so for example, if you had two and one in favor of reinstating, and maintain the termination, you would be reinstated. Then they would have to have a vote, which is that would be public, whether you do it with conditions or without conditions.
But do they vote by the town, just the two of them together, or do they actually have them in front of the council?
Two of them.
The statute's not super clear on that.
Well, I'm not comfortable, you guys, although we're handing it over, then looking at it.
So we have to be under that. We got a meeting next Tuesday anyway. So I would make a motion, I guess, because it's on the calendar, but I would suggest that next week, the five of us sit again with Jim and Jeannie here, that we make our vote, seal it, hand the envelopes to them, and it's done.
Let's read all that we have
and go over everything.
Because we have people that will go through our different votes.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. That's seven days. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Then we can do it next week.
The only concern I have is I don't know how much Sam has to work this week with the county fair.
I suppose this would be an official vote. You guys can check, see that's all right with having to do it that way. And if it works, then... I just recommend that we don't have to be necessary.
I've been over a half dozen times.
I'd rather be safe than sorry.
So he read it tonight, right?
Yeah, I think it is bad. I mean, that's... Yeah, I asked him, and he said, yeah.
Okay. I got a couple things.
Shane's got to do that.
Yeah, that was the postponement. You want to postpone that till next week?
You tired?
Yeah.
Just regular one in September?
Well, I'll do it.
City Council, right?
No, this would be Wednesday, the
3rd. Okay, that's out in Calvados, it'd be the day after Oregon. Oregon?
Yeah.
I'm going to see, because I want to go there anyway. So we have to be there on the 12th and 13th, and we'll just be there.
Yeah, we'll fly in on the 12th, then the day, and come back on the 13th.
I'll go ahead and see if we can change the council. October, what was the change?
12-13, that's the leadership. The change is already done.
Because that would be...
You want to...
Over the door, you'll go with him.
So, be the city council, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, I know we're good, probably one plant, so.
trouble is we're going to get people to water.
You got to have the customers.
We should have
responsibility taken care of.
Yeah, that's the public works department is to make sure that they get water. These little trees are.
They've got soakers on all those. They've got sprinklers going on those.
I know they do.
But I'm saying on State Street, they're on
that.
Well, he was pointing out being a irrigation project that comes through. I would like to see us put in like a real nice system.
Oh, I would too, Eason.
And there is that you know, so some of that line is pretty old and also.
That's going to be a few years though, it still keeps getting held up.
Yeah, so, but he'll talk a little bit more about it on 13th.
Okay. Anything else you have, Shane?
No, that's all I have.
We have a dump truck.
Yes.
Is it being used all the time, or dump trailer? Would that be something that they could use out in the cemetery? When they
need it in a day there, yes.
What's that?
Your dump trailer could be used out in the cemetery here and there.
Oh yeah, it can be used out there. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to hop it up to the solution room.
Yeah.
There's still that 450 of that.
You do a dump trailer trying to pull around these kids that aren't ready to take out. It's a lot easier just to have the truck. It's still sitting up there. It's not going to be
used. Yeah, look how we really need that dump trailer when we got the V-Nex and the little sad stuff. We can work those down. Little stuff like that. But we can pull it out real quick. That's my problem.
Truck store down there. Also, why didn't Truck West get circled?
Same reason the new subdivision didn't get circled.
Not enough money?
No. They come back to finish it all the way.
Wow.
They come down the high school road and second south and didn't get the others done.
Oh, yeah.
They had a long time before they had to do it. They knocked it out. They'll be back.
It doesn't make much sense on their part. They're wasting a lot of money.
They're kind of getting us in between jobs. Rodney did say, I think it's next Wednesday, we're supposed to be doing paid. He's heard that before, so yeah. Yes.
I do have one more thing.
Okay.
Just so you guys, I keep all my deal, whatever. Just so you know, Levi Ryan's out there, he paid the shoe connection fees and lunch and bag fee. We waived the lunch and bag fee. So right now we're just in the process to see if we can find the transfer. I think it's transfer. Trying to figure that out.
So all the trees, we're not going to cut them down and let the public start to harvest them?
We could cut them down. I mean, but I'd like to see what Desert Trees wants to bring to the council to see the solutions of saving the trees we have.
Okay.
And say, well, there's a lot of trees that aren't saveable.
It's not like
the wood was nice and maple. Are saveable. Yeah. And see what they have suggested.
Yeah, we can save them. We want to save them. So. Yeah. I'm down. You got anything?
Nope.
I do have two things on the rails. Bryce says getting close to having the one ready to go out of bid. They'll come tomorrow. Everyone is quite a ways out to test pump the well. They really like to test pump it, but they have other ideas. And then Devin said that he did get comments back from VW on the spring line. We have followed up with RD a couple of times, but have not heard back from them yet. There's an award document that needs to be, that we need back from you for the well. So this is news tonight. They text me during the meeting, so on the two wells. So the road, that the water well, the irrigation well, the regular run line, we're ready to put it out for bid. And the water up here, it still weighs out because we haven't even got the spring line documents all completed yet. has been very drug out. I'll say, very drug out.
Did you give a letter? You got a letter from somebody, and then talk to me.
Oh, here comes the button. I was pertaining to the last week.
Yeah, it was pertaining to the last one.
It was about the subdivision.
No, I believe it's about Jack.
This was about the subdivision. This guy was really concerned that we were going to let him start building up here before we get the
link. Was Dave Ames that said, I don't know what it was. So after I explained the process and what he was at, he was all right with it. I did talk to him. Who was it? Dave Ames, in planning and zoning, because he was very nervous that they was able to give permits under the conditions, because he had heard that we... Okay, so what he had heard is the comments we've had, or the trouble we've had with Jorgensen's, of not being able to get the easement. So his understanding was that the well was off. So he was... There's at least the way I took his concern. But need you guys to sign these for your leave. And she is there, I think, by the way.
That's
all I have.
I'll make the motion this time.
Who's seconding?
Second.
Okay, I'll make the motion, that's the second. All those in favor?
Just go for the motion.
Any opposed? Okay, the meeting's adjourned.
I'm gonna have to come down City Hall and vote anyway. Because I won't be here next Tuesday.